This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. People affected by the 2022 shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs have filed lawsuits, alleging the shooting that killed five people was preventable. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
The lawsuits were filed over the weekend, just days before the second anniversary of the attack on the LGBTQIA+ club. They highlight decisions by the El Paso County Commissioners and the sheriff to not use the state's red flag law to try to take weapons away from the shooter based on an earlier arrest. The lawsuits also accuse Club Q's owners of neglecting security measures at the venue. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The club's owners tell CPR News that the accusations are false. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett's office says they've seen an uptick in constituent calls asking for help as President-elect Donald Trump ramps up plans for what he calls the biggest deportation in U.S. history. The calls include people concerned about breaking up families. U.S. Representative Jason Crow's office has also been fielding calls.
We will do everything in our power to protect families and children and folks in our community against what we believe would be an assault on Colorado values and our economy.
It remains unclear if Trump plans to deport only the people who've entered the country illegally and have committed crimes, or if he plans a larger roundup, including all new migrants. UPS is laying off about 400 employees at its Commerce City facility, the company says in a letter to the state. The cuts will affect both union and non-union employees and are effective January 15th. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.